Brazil is taking over as the new global epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic. It has registered more than 284,000 deaths, the world's second highest number. More people are dying in Brazil every day than in the U.S. from the coronavirus. Infections are surging, overwhelming hospitals and funeral services. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, many fear that an even greater catastrophe is looming.
Presta atenção no que está acontecendo.
Pay attention to what's happening, says Dimas Urban.
Nós estamos entrando em colapso e vai morrer gente aqui na Santa Casa.
Our health service is collapsing. People are going to die. Urban is mayor of Pirassununga, a city in southeast Brazil. This is a video he's posted to try to persuade people to take precautions.
O Covid está aí e quem não acredita nele é porque é ignorante.
The collapse Urban talks about is now threatening most of Brazil because of the worsening pandemic. IC units are close to full or overflowing. Yet the government vaccination programs barely started, says Denise Garay, an infectious disease specialist.
The vaccination is going really, really slow, although we do have the capacity and the infrastructure to do much better than what we are doing.
Maiane Brito is a nurse who travels around northeast Brazil vaccinating people in remote villages. She says when she meets people,
elas riem com os olhos por falar, porque é um momento muito único.
She can see the joy in their eyes, yet many are also worried.
Infelizmente, a vacina não é suficiente, não está vindo suficiente, está sendo liberada aos poucos.
There just aren't enough vaccines, says Brito. At present, Brazil only has two types, AstraZeneca and the Chinese-made CoronaVac.
These two ones are not sufficient to respond to the size, to the magnitude of the epidemic in Brazil now. We are missing more vaccines, more doses.
That's Dr. Margarete Dalcomo, a respiratory disease expert at Brazil's research institution, Fiocruz. Brazil's health ministry says it can get 560 million doses of various vaccines by the end of the year. Dalcomo says that's too late.
We have to vaccinate the Brazilian population now, in this month, not waiting for the rest of the year, 1 year to vaccinate Brazil.
Until vaccines start flowing in, Brazil only has one other weapon against COVID. Shutdowns and other social distancing measures are being imposed by governors and mayors. Some are desperately urging people, this time, to stick to the rules.
O que é mais importante é 48 horas de horloja funcionando, ouvido humanos. Desculpe.
What's more important? Asks Rui Costa, governor of Bahia State, during a tearful TV appeal. Keeping a shop open for a couple of days or human lives? Brazilians are divided. Supporters of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro are protesting lockdowns by driving around the streets in giant convoys. Bolsonaro no longer calls COVID a little flu.
O efeito colateral direto do lockdown é o desemprego.
Yet he still insists shutting the economy causes more suffering than the virus. Brazil's doctors watch in dismay. Pedro Halal says they're trying to head off a catastrophe that could spread to other countries.
Brazil now represents a threat to global public health, in addition to obviously representing a threat to our own population.
Halal is one of Brazil's leading epidemiologists. Several variants of the virus are already circulating. Halal fears other, more dangerous variants will emerge.
The virus is circulating so widely in Brazil that it is possible, and I would say likely, that new variants will appear in the near future.
He's calling for an international task force, including pharmaceutical companies, to get vaccines to Brazil right now. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.